Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Terrell Davis is in studio. How you doing, Terrell? All right?
Doing great. Boom.
Great
to
see you, man. I know you're here with Kay Jewels, but yeah, I want you to get on this when you leave here. 16personalities.com, and I want you to go through the test to find out what kind of personality you are.
I would imagine, I think he's a commander like you are.
I would think you're a hardhead.
You got to ask my wife that, brother. I don't know.
You have
my
no
personality?
Idea?
Personality? I don't know. That's a good one.
I would always what I know about you, the way I would put it, every time I see you at the Super Bowl, whatever you're doing, you're always like the center of attention. You're always laughing. You're always smiling. You're always
I'm always
mood.
Having a good time,
you're always
man.
In a good mood.
Yeah, exactly.
And most so you're probably more the adventurer.
Mood. Adventurer?
Yes. Flexible, charming, and funny.
I don't know about adventure.
Oh.
Yeah, I kind of keep things kind of boring when it comes to.
Boring.
Well, you know what? Let me take that back. I did get my pilot's license, so that's kind of adventurous, right?
That's adventurous. Yes, that's
right. Adventurous. I did jump out of an airplane.
Yeah, that's adventurous. Definitely, yes.
Okay. But that's the extent of it. That's it.
I would call you the adventurer.
That's it.
I would say that you live life on the edge. You know, we're talking to one of the greatest running backs who's ever played. You know, I was going back over your career and all that other stuff, and I was going over it with the guys that, on the other side of the glass over there. And there was a two-year period there that, for a running back, I think it was 36 touchdowns. Almost 4,000 yards, 2 Super Bowls, a Super Bowl MVP, and I don't necessarily know that there's ever been a player in the history of the league that had like that 2-year period like you had, especially at your position. Is that fair to say? Like, I'm sure you've heard all the comparisons and everything. I don't know. I remember how great you were, certainly, and the farther we get away from it, the greater you become, of course. That's the way it works in this world.
Legends born.
Yeah, but you think about it. 2-time Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl MVP, regular season MVP, almost 4,000 total yards in 2 years, and 36 touchdowns, and 8 playoff games, if I'm right, 7-1 of those 8 playoff games, and you had over 100 yards rushing in every single one of those playoff games except one, which I think was like 96 yards, your first one.
Yeah. Look at you, boom! Doing your homework, man. Look at you.
But it's amazing because I think sometimes you take you know, great performances for granted, and we say, "Here comes Terrell Davis, and he's just another running back talking about the Hall of Fame." Because you like to rub it in my face that I'm not in there with you. But at the end of the day, you truly had one of the most spectacular runs that an NFL football player has ever had, and that's why you do make the Hall of Fame on a condensed career that you have because of injury.
Yes, I think that's it. I think when you look at the total body of work and you look at accomplishments and accolades, and it wasn't like longevity, but it was playing high on a high level when games mattered, and it was a condensed career. I say it was efficient. It wasn't long, it wasn't short. So I think that's what they looked at. They looked at, okay, when it counts most, what did Terrell do? And I think that kind of gave me sort of the. It kind of put me over the hump,
right.
If you will, because if you look at my career based on stats, you look at it, it's not long. I'm not in the top 20
in
all.
You're not Emmitt Smith. You're not Eric Dickerson. You're not those guys, Marcus Allen. But, everybody knew. You can tell when you're on the field, and I don't know if you feel this way. I know I do, that it doesn't matter how long a guy plays, you know whether or not that guy's Hall of Fame level player. When you watch him over a certain period of time, like a Gale Sayers. Like,
right.
You could see a Gale Sayers in 68 games. You knew that a 5-time All-Pro was going to make it to the Hall of Fame because when he played, he was clearly so much better than everybody else that he played against.
Yeah, I didn't watch Gale Sayers. That was before my time. But
yeah, well, it wasn't before my time. I remember.
But no, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that's what it is. Like today, you look at somebody. I was asked this morning about Frank Gore. And they asked me, do you think Frank Gore is a Hall of Famer? And I was like, my eyes tell me yes. You know, even though Frank's career doesn't have like peaks, that you don't see any things that stand out as far as, accomplishments.
Right.
But when I watch him play, and I've seen a guy who was consistent, has been consistent since he's played, every game I see the man, he's giving me Hall of Fame worthy effort.
Yeah, you played the position. We're talking to Terrell Davis. You played that position so you could have a very good understanding of what he is and how he plays. I asked Ray Lewis the same thing last night on Showtime. And he goes, absolutely the guy is. And I said, why do you say he is? Because you ever try to tackle that guy?
Right, right.
Because he had to tackle him. So he was on the other side of the line of scrimmage and can appreciate how difficult it was to tackle him and really the longevity and consistency of a career in what I would say is the most physically demanding and difficult position to make it through the length of a career like he has.
Absolutely. And here's the great thing about the Hall. There isn't like one resume to get you in. And that's what I appreciate most about it now is that there's different ways to get there. It's not the typical you have to be in the top five all time in rushing, you know, receiving or passing. You know, they're looking at it like, okay, when you play the game, there's circumstances that may be different in your career that didn't apply to somebody else's career. And they're looking past that. And that's why this year for me, Kurt Warner getting in, you know, Kenny Easley getting in, yeah, myself getting in, it tells me that the Hall is now looking at guys saying, hey, you know, it'll be great if you play 20 years. That's awesome. But you don't have to. You know, what did you do when you played, when you were healthy? What did you do in the short period of time that you were available? Did you impact the game? What would your teammates say about you when you played? And I would like to think that my teammates would say about me this. When Terrell played, he gave me a Hall of Fame effort every time he played. And to me, that's the biggest compliment that I can receive.
And that is Terrell Davis, who's here with Kay Jewelers. So he's wearing and also the Ring of Excellence for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Boomer, take a good look because you're never going to have one.
There you go,
one.
Boom. Here, you can hold
but
it.
You can touch it, so that's good, right?
You don't mind. Oh,
check that out.
Very nice.
Check that out. Maybe you can get your own ring.
Why you say that? Why you beat up a Boomer?
Well, because he's not going to make the Hall of Fame.
You want to know something? Because these NARPs around here. You ever hear of a NARP?
You know what a NARP is?
No, it's a NARP.
Normal, athletic, regular people.
It's a non-athletic,
normal,
non-athletic. So I work with a bunch of NARPs around here, and they just like taking shots at me left and right. So at least I did play in a Super Bowl.
Are you in the Hall of Fame?
No, I'm not.
So get the ring off.
And that's why. If you take a look in the other room over there, right behind the nice young lady standing there, you can see the Hall of Fame jacket.
Yeah,
it's got all the pictures around there of all the quarterbacks so that this group of guys wanted to go out there and get that for me so I could see it and be reminded.
Every single day.
So they're taking shots at me. But the one thing I will say this, you know, I respect every single guy on that board, much like I respect you, because I don't think fans really truly understand how hard it is to do what we used to do. But really, for you as a running back, is there any way for you to explain to a guy like Jerry?
A NARP?
I was a quarterback back in the day, just for the record.
He's got his picture
two quarterbacks from 6 to 10 every morning.
There you go.
Just for the record.
So how exactly difficult it is that when you get the ball, you got guys coming at you every which way, and it's just amazing. I used to hand the ball off and just I would be amazed at what Icky Woods or James Brooks or one of those guys would go through when I handed
James
the ball
Brooks,
to him.
James Brooks, man. Yes. You know he played for my San Diego Chargers.
Back in the days. One of the great trades in NFL history, one-way trades. Pete Johnson from the Cincinnati Bengals to the Chargers.
Oh, man.
Love the great James Brooks that, man, I benefited from, yes.
Yeah, you know, it's difficult, but it's like anything else in life. You know, you become efficient, and you learn how to become good at it. You know, I can't explain to somebody how to do it, but, you know, it's just part of my world. You know, trying to weave in and out of bodies, trying to see a field where you have guys just are moving all over the place. And a lot of times instincts kick in because you have to have good instincts. You got to have good vision. You've got to be tough. You got to be able to withstand hits from 300-pound linemen and linebackers who are 225 to 230 who can run 4 or 5 40. But I never thought about it like that. I never thought about how difficult it was. I've always felt like I belonged. Mm-hmm. And I always felt, you know, you almost have to feel a little cocky back there, you know, like you're the best when you're back there running the football.
And the amazing thing is that we have a guy like Le'Veon Bell, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sure you watch him and you watch how he runs. I've never seen anything like it.
He does things that there's no way on God's green earth that I could do.
Would Mike Shanahan ever put up with that back in the day, right?
It wouldn't be Mike Shanahan. It would be, you know, our offensive line coach, Alex Gibbs.
Yes.
Alex Gibbs would not have put up with that unless results were there. You know, I see Le'Veon Bell coming to a complete stop while I don't know how your mind is not sitting there saying, you've got to go. You know, and to sit there and stop and to have the patience to do that. There's certain kind of patience that I have, but that is just on another level.
Right. I've never seen anything like it. It's one of the reasons why, you know, he is about as special as they come today in the NFL. But the one thing I've noticed over the last couple of years, and I'm sure you feel this too, and I'm sure you feel like there's like a, you know, like a like, I don't want to say disrespect. It's just not as much respect for the genuine one running back system anymore.
Right.
Unless, of course, you're Ezekiel Elliott or you're Le'Veon Bell. There's only a handful of guys that are like that anymore. They're more, you know, running back by committee and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
But there's so many more young guys in the league now today that are being asked to carry the rock 10 to 20 times as opposed to 20 to 30 times a game, because I think it's just the physical nature of the beast.
But then why do you, I mean, you both played, why then back in the day did running backs play for so much longer and run the ball 30 times a game and last longer than they do now?
They're just built in Detroit, you know, back in the day. Now they're built in Japan or somewhere. And
whatever. The difference is really, to me, is the rules. The rules of the game. The passing game has opened up. We're throwing the ball more down the field. You know what I really wanted to get your take on? I don't know if you see this arguing back and forth and everybody talking about the new rules, and Mike Mitchell, the strong safety of the Pittsburgh Steelers, came out this week and basically said, look, guys,
we're playing football. We
got to stop getting fined. You know, this is what I'm doing. This is my living. I know what I signed up for. I could get hurt. And then on the other side, you got Richard Sherman saying that, you know, nobody's really being protected. All of this stuff is, you know, for the media and for the fans, when in actuality, there's no reality attached to it. When I do believe there is reality attached, because the game is different from when you played.
It is different, and it's safer, and it's okay, because you can't have it both ways. You can't say, well, we get fined every time we make a hit on a player, but yet we're complaining about how physical the game is on Thursday. You play on Sunday, then you play on Thursday, and now you're saying, well, you're not protecting the players because we're playing on a short week. But right. Then you'd go back around and say, well, the game is soft. Okay, make your mind up. It's either, you know, you want to play on Thursday and you think that that's good for the game and that makes you tougher, or you don't. So I'm confused by some of the stuff I hear from players. To me, the game is safer. They're making it safer. And every rule that the game has implemented is there to protect the players. And because we played this game and we have, you know, scars and marks from playing it. And I would never complain about a rule that protects me. Now, right. there hasn't been a rule that I've seen that protects a running back yet. It probably won't.
Yeah, I don't know how they can. I really don't know how
they
can.
I know that's what I'm saying.
So I hear you on NFL Network. I hear you here. You sound like you're totally with it and everything else. Larry Johnson basically came out and said, I'm living with CTE. Do you feel the same way?
I don't feel that way, no. But thank God I don't.
Right.
Now, I do I understand what he's going through, because I have teammates who are experiencing that. Am I afraid about my future? Absolutely. I think we all should be, because we don't know. I don't know what's going to happen to me 10 years from now. I mean, thank God today I feel healthy. I feel fine. But I don't know. So, yeah, I try to keep my mind active. I try to keep my body, you know, keep blood circulating through my body by working out. But, boom, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. But we don't know. This game is relatively new in the grand scheme of things, that we don't know what happens to a player 100 years from now, or, you know, when he's done playing football. Mm-hmm. So I won't dismiss what he said. So I'm taking what he said very seriously. And I think you have to. You know, I have kids. I have a wife. At the end of the day, yeah. Am I concerned that down the road something could happen to me? Yeah, probably. But sure. but as of today, I'm fine, man. But that ring that you have in your hand there.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that Kay Jewelers.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about it now for a second. This thing is
That's an really awesome ring right there. So Kay Jewelers really is the official jeweler of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And listen, I always say this. If the Pro Football Hall of Fame trusts Kay Jewelers to make that nice ring that you're holding right there, man, then imagine what Kay could do for you.
And it's the holiday season.
It's the holiday season, man. Go there, man. Go to Kay Jewelers store or
K.com. Kay Jewelers on Twitter.
That's right. And create that special moment for the holiday season.
One last good look at that, Boomer.
I'm wondering about the special moment that may happen this holiday season with my daughter and her boyfriend, but I don't know if it's going to really happen. I'm not really sure. Anyway, I was just going to ask you, Hall of Fame ring, Super Bowl ring?
I wore my Hall of Fame ring way more than I wore my Super Bowl ring.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. It's different, man.
That's why I just ask, because I know that this is a crowning achievement to all the sacrifice and everything one individual puts into a sport that ascends to the greatness of the sport and is respected by everybody who's ever played the sport, that you're in there and you're wearing the yellow jacket. But I know how hard it also is to win a Super Bowl. Now, you won two of them back-to-back. Yeah. You have a Super Bowl MVP. You had the whole John Elway story and all that other stuff.
Yeah. I mean, listen, there's great memories with all of these rings. Good. And I'm not looking at my Super Bowl rings as as no, they're not chumps.
Oh, no,
but that one that's in your hand right now, that gets
special.
That gets a lot of wear from me.
Terrell Davis, thank you.
Great to see you, man.
Anytime,
always
guys.
Great
thank you.
Terrell Davis with K Jewelers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.